Hello there. I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Welcome. This week, we're talking about the nutritional benefits of drinking mineral water. You know, a lot of people are concerned that fruits and vegetables are less nutritious than they used to be because they've heard that the soil has become depleted of minerals. I addressed that concern back in episode number 97, if you'd like to check that out. But suffice it to say, I don't think we need to worry about declining mineral levels in our produce. However, mineral water still sounds like a good idea, sort of like a vitamin supplement you can drink. So are there health benefits to drinking mineral water? Are there any risks? First, you should know that you're probably already getting some minerals in your regular drinking water because most tap water contains minerals. For example, if you drink 2 liters of water a day, you could be getting 10 to 15% of your daily calcium requirement and up to a third of your required magnesium just from the water that you drink or that you use in your tea and coffee. But the amount of minerals in tap water in different regions varies greatly. As I talked about in my article on water contamination, if you're on a public water system here in the United States, you should get a report every summer which details your water quality, including mineral levels, as well as any contaminants that have been found. It's often included with your water bill. Now, if you're a renter, you'll probably never see these reports, but you can look up your local water quality report on the Environmental Protection Agency's website, and I have a link to that in our show notes. Checking your water quality report can give you a good idea of how high in minerals your local water supply is. Now, I realize not all of you are in the United States, and most countries have agencies that provide similar information. If you're not in the U.S., try doing an internet search using your country along with the phrase drinking water quality. And again, I've included links to several of these agencies in the show notes for today. Even the modest amounts of minerals found in regular drinking water play a beneficial role in your health. Calcium and magnesium are important for strong bones, of course. And magnesium also helps to regulate your blood pressure. In fact, people who live in areas with very hard water, which is very high in minerals, have a reduced risk of heart disease. And hard water that's high in magnesium has also been found to relieve constipation. However, all of those minerals can also be rough on your plumbing, so people who have hard water often use a water softening system to remove those minerals. So if you're using a water softener to lower the mineral content of your water, then obviously you would not get the health benefits associated with hard water. If you suspect or you know that your drinking water is low in minerals, could mineral water be a good thing to add to your diet? Well, it might. Bottled mineral water contains up to 4 times as much calcium and magnesium as regular tap water. And one study found that people whose drinking water was low in magnesium were able to lower their blood pressure by drinking 1 liter of mineral water every day. Of course, there are other ways to get magnesium. Brown rice, almonds, lima beans, and spinach are all examples of good sources of magnesium. But drinking mineral water can definitely add to your intake of calcium, magnesium, and other minerals. And I also have a related episode in the archives on why you need more magnesium in your diet. Now, not all bottled water is mineral water. Some bottled water is simply filtered or distilled tap water, often with small amounts of minerals added back in to enhance the taste. Some bottled water does come from a natural source, such as a spring, but it still may not be high enough in minerals to be considered true mineral water. The technical definition of mineral water varies somewhat around the world. Here in the United States, in order to be labeled as mineral water, it must come from a natural source, such as a spring, and it must also have at least 250 parts per million of dissolved minerals. And that translates to at least 250 milligrams of minerals, including sodium, per liter. Much of the mineral water we get here in the United States is imported from Europe. And the different brands come from various natural springs, which are known for their high mineral content. Some of these are naturally carbonated when they come out of the ground. Others have the carbonation added to them. And there are also uncarbonated or still mineral waters. It's a little hard to find those in the United States. The mineral profile varies greatly from brand to brand, reflecting the source waters, and that's what gives each mineral water its unique flavor. But it may also determine which one to choose if you're considering the nutritional benefits. For example, Vichy water from France is very high in sodium. Now, some people love that slightly salty taste, but you should be aware that a liter of Vichy water blows half of your daily sodium budget. Perrier, also from France, is quite low in sodium and it has a moderate amount of calcium, but it doesn't provide a whole lot of magnesium. In our show notes for today, I actually have put together a chart that shows the amount of various minerals in several common brands of mineral water. And if you're looking for that, it's at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. So which mineral water is best? In terms of overall nutrition, I think I'd have to pick Gerolsteiner, which comes from Germany. It's the highest in calcium. A liter provides a third of your daily value. It's also got a decent amount of magnesium, and it's relatively low in sodium. San Pellegrino from Italy would be my second choice. But really, any mineral water, with the possible exception of that super salty Vichy, is a healthy way to get your fluids with a bit of extra nutrition as well. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order. Some of you have written to me in the past to ask whether mineral water might be bad for you. For example, one reader wondered whether drinking carbonated water might harm your tooth enamel. The carbonation in mineral water, whether it's naturally occurring or added, does make mineral water slightly more acidic than regular tap water, but nowhere near as acidic as flavored sodas. Soda, as you know, can be very hard on the tooth enamel, but that's really a factor of the sugar and the extreme acidity, and not so much about the carbonation. Studies show that there's nothing to worry about with mineral water. In fact, the minerals may actually help strengthen your teeth. More recently, there's a lot of flavored carbonated waters on the market. They've become extremely popular. And although these flavored carbonated waters or sparkling waters don't contain sugar or artificial sweeteners, which I like about them, the natural or the artificial flavorings that they use can increase the acidity of the drink, which does increase the potential for erosion of tooth enamel. But here's a couple tips that can help you mitigate the risk. Drinking acidic liquids, including flavored carbonated water, through a straw can help protect the teeth. And also, rinsing the mouth with just a bit of plain water or chewing a piece of sugar-free gum can quickly restore the normal pH of your mouth. Another reader asked whether drinking mineral water might possibly cause kidney stones. To the contrary, if you are at risk of kidney stones, your doctor will probably suggest that you increase your intake of fluids and get more calcium and magnesium. Mineral water to the rescue. In fact, one study found that drinking mineral water reduced kidney stone formation in people who are prone to them. As I said earlier, you'll find a transcript of today's episode, along with links to the research that I reviewed, as well as lots of related episodes at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com, where you can also sign up for our weekly email updates. If you have an idea for a future show, feel free to drop me an email or call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206. And If you enjoy listening to podcasts, I hope you'll also check out my brand new podcast called Change Academy with Brock Armstrong, which focuses on the science of behavior change, and you'll find that wherever you listen. This is Monica Reinagle. The Nutrition Diva Show is produced by Nathan Semmes, edited by Karen Hertzberg, and our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, Morgan Ratner, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening.